It was an immense cavern, high above the tide mark on the sheer rock coast, facing the open sea and well lit by the summer sun. Free creatures, former ore slaves and Fort Blade geared drudges, sat about on rocky ledges, cleaning and preparing weapons, cooking over fires and readying meals. All activity ground to an immediate halt as the Mouse Maid came hurtling down the tunnel into the cavern. Heedlessly dropping the flaring torch, she threw herself into the paws of Joseph, hugging him fiercely as her tears flooded into the silver-grey fur of his broad shoulders.
Father! Oh, Father! I always knew I'd find you again someday!
Joseph the Bellmaker held his only child, the pain and anguish of many long days and nights turning to unbounded joy as a happy smile lit his strong face, banishing the glistening dew which threatened to spill from his proud eyes.
Marielle, Marielle, my little maid, how you've grown. I never knew all this time whether you were alive, but in my heart I refused to believe that you were dead. And I always knew you'd return somehow, my little Marielle.
The others stumbled out of the tunnel, Duddy Quill dabbing tenderly at his swelling snout, which he had banged against the rock walls in the darkness.
Well, wait till I tell my old uncle, dashing off and leaving a young hog in the dark like that. Ain't you got no feelings, missy?
That night, the fires blazed merrily in the cavern of the Trag Warriors. Huge platters of shrimp and shellfish were served, with wild oats and barley bread, hot from the rocks it had been baked on. Casks of preserved fruits taken from sea rat ships were opened, and a fine barrel of daisy and dandelion beer tapped. The friends sat around as Joseph related his story.
Kabul pushed me from a high window of his banqueting room, and luckily for me I did not strike the rock face on the way down. I hit the water hard and was knocked senseless. I was weak and ill from being starved and imprisoned. Otherwise I might have stayed conscious. The sea must have washed me around the headland, and I came to jammed against a reef on a small inlet, somewhere up the coast of Terramort. That's where I was found by that fella.
Joseph pointed to a vole, who was seated on a rock ledge sharpening a sword. The vole stood up and bowed to them, introducing himself by name.
Tanlock.
He sat down and resumed sharpening the sword.
Tanlock is a fellow of few words,
Joseph continued.
He broods a lot. His whole family were slain by sea rats when he was taken captive. He lives for only one thing, to meet the murderer, Hookfin, master of the Black Sail. But back to my story. Tanlock and I helped each other stay alive. I could not afford to be seen. It would have meant certain death, so we stayed on this side of the island, surviving as best we could. One day we discovered this place and its tunnels. I'll show them to you in due course. The tunnels were a new lease of life to us. They led to places all over the island, so we could travel anywhere and remain unseen. Some nights we would steal supplies from the ships, weapons too, and other items which would be of use to us. We soon came across others, house slaves from Fort Bladegirt, who had managed to escape. Sometimes ore slaves, thrown on the beach because they were too sick and weak to pull an oar anymore. In time, our numbers began to swell. That was when we decided to form Trag, Terramort Resistance Against Kabul. Soon now we will be strong enough to attack Bladegirt in force, though our numbers would never equal the sea rat horde up there at the moment. Still, we will fight them and try to rid the earth of Kabul the Wild. We may not have the numbers, but we have the courage and determination.
Lord Rawnblade stood up, both paws resting on the cross-hilt of his destroyer Vermin Fate.
I am sworn to kill Kabul. He is mine.
Joseph touched the long knife at the back of his belt.
Then you will have to be quick, Lord Widestripe. I made an oath to slay Kabul when the house slave told me he had drowned my Marielle with a rock and a rope tied about her neck. That oath still holds.
Marielle leaped up, the gullwhacker swinging wide.
First there, first served. Kabul's life is mine to take. I am Marielle Gullwhacker. I claim the right.
Tarquin leaned over to Dandin.
What about you, old fella?
Dandin drew the sword slowly.
This is the blade of Martin the Warrior. No creature that is evil can stand against it. Least of all, Kabul.
Tarquin and Duddy held a hasty whispered conference. Then they both jumped up, issuing their separate challenges.
This here is my scragging dagger, and I'm going to scrag that scurvy Gabool good and proper. I'm only a young lad, but I swear it by my own Uncle Gabe's best October ale.
Well, you'll have to scrag away pretty fast, old chap, because if Joseph has got the blighter with his long knife, my Lord Rawnblade has paid the rotter a visit with that great log cleaver, and our Marielle has been to see the scoundrel with her gullwhacker, then along comes the bold Daddy Quill with his scragging dagger. Well, tell me this, what chance is an honest chap like myself going to get to brain the beggar with me jolly old Herolina, what? Listen, you lot, stop being so confounded greedy and let me be first to knock out a tune on the villain's noodle.
The sight of Tarquin striking a noble pose, Herolina at the ready, caused the entire group to dissolve into helpless laughter. Gabool was in no mood for laughter. The maddened Sea-Rat King dashed furiously around his barred and bolted room, slashing at phantom badgers as they stole out of the shadows to confront his bloodshot eyes, shrieking and thrusting wildly at the spectres created by his tormented brain.
Ah! I'll finish you all! I'm Gabool, the king of all seas!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom! He rent curtains and wall hangings. Sparks showered from his sword as it clashed on the stone walls.
First noise, I'll send you to Hell Gates and beyond!
Down below in the banqueting hall, Riptongue, Hookfin and Grimtooth laughed drunkenly as they flung hard apples across the table at the great tarnished bell in the centre of the floor.
Listen, Your Majesty, it's your old matey. The bell is speaking to you. It wants to know where you've hid the booty.
The crews joined in the laughter as they pelted the bell with apples. Boom, bong, boom, bong, boom, bong.